Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Playoff hockey is a brand new season. It can be hard to predict how your team's going to perform. One team that's having no trouble performing on the offensive end of things in this postseason is the Miramichi Timberwolves of the Maritime Junior Hockey League, who scored 17 goals in their first two playoff games. Join us now is our head coach, Robert McDonald. Robert, congratulations on your early success. What about that offense? Is that out of character for your team, or is that pretty typical of what you've been doing this year?
No, I would say it's a little bit out of character. I mean, we do have a veteran team, and we've scored a fair amount of goals this year, but I mean, I think we're finding the net a little bit more. I think the big difference is our power play's clicking, you know, throughout the regular season. You know, our power play clicked around the 19%, and in the playoffs, you know, so far we have 5 power play goals in the first 2 games, so that's definitely been a big factor for sure.
In a series with St. Stephen's Aces, and you've handled them pretty well offensively, but there has been a bit of a hiccup for one particular game, a snowstorm. What's going on? What's the weather been like?
Well, they had a blizzard warning, so I mean, St. Stephen's down on the border, they're, you know, close beside Calais, Maine, and their bus company said that they, you know, they might get stranded. So, you know, we always have player safety first. So the league called and asked if we could reschedule, and it'll be rescheduled for Thursday night.
I get that. One thing I found real interesting is that the Timberwolves finished first in the Maritime Junior Hockey League's East Link North Division, second overall in the league. But you guys were also second in the league in penalty minutes. Is that just the style of play, or do you need to work on some of your discipline issues going
into
the playoffs?
Basically, I mean, we have to be a little bit better. We know playoff time, especially teams are huge, and St. Stephen coming down the stretch, you know, had the third best power play in the league, but we always play a physical brand of hockey. You know, the people in our town like that style of hockey, and that's the way we've always played. But this year at the draft, you know, we traded away a little bit of toughness to get a little bit more skill, and but we haven't abandoned the physical game.
Your two leading scorers in the regular season, Michael Constantine and Campbell Pickard, both finished up with the exact stats, 19 goals and 41 assists each. Pretty amazing to have two setup guys like that. Tell me about these two kids.
Well, first of all, Mike Constantine's a defenseman, so that might surprise a lot of people. But Mike's a real quarterback back there. He's slick with the puck, and he can carry it end-to-end. And we put him in shootouts. He's had a couple of shootout winners coming down the stretch, and he's a very offensive defenseman. Campbell, you know, he's back after 2.5 years in the queue, and you know, we're glad to get him back from the Moncton Wildcats this year, and he's been a real force for us. He's a big body. He's 6'3", 200 pounds, and he controls down low in the offensive zone, so two really big contributors to what we want to do.
You guys acquired Lucas McKay, a 21-year-old defenseman who's never played in the MHL playoffs. He thought he was going to get that experience but suffered a shoulder injury late in the regular season. How much motivation is there for you guys to advance far enough so that he can rejoin you in the lineup?
Well, I mean, for sure. He's a 20-year-old that he's actually played for St. Stephen. He's never played in the playoffs. And we acquired him. He's a real character kid that gives you everything he has. He's rehabbing well right now. We expect to hopefully have him back in a couple weeks in the lineup. So, for sure, that is motivation.
Last year, the Timberwolves missed the playoffs by 1 point. This year is a different story, as you nearly double the point total from the previous season. What was it about the turnaround?
Well, the big thing is for the people last year, we traded away one of the best players in the league and our team captain, Tyler Brown. We did it in the first trade period on December 1st, and a lot of people really questioned what we were doing. We sent 3 players for a bunch of future considerations. Those future considerations are, you know, one of our top lines right now was Mikhail Parker, Josh Shafford, and Campbell Pickard all came in that same trade. So when that trade was announced at the draft, that was huge. You know, we sacrificed last year knowing what we were doing. We knew last year our division was quite tough. We thought, you know, we'd still continue right to the end, which we did to the last game to battle for a spot, but we were willing to take that sacrifice because we knew the kind of team that we were going to have this year.
The ultimate goal is the RBC Cup, obviously. From what you've seen from your team this year on the inside, do you have what it takes to make nationals and possibly bring home the RBC Cup?
We believe we do. I mean, in the room, we do. We've had a lot of acquisitions this year. You know, we have 9 players with major junior experience. We've brought in 3, you know, we have 3 players from Saskatchewan. You know, we brought a couple guys from Ontario. You know, this is our goal. Our goal is to win. Our team has been in the league for 17 years. We've never won a championship yet. We hope that that's the first step for us, is try to to win our league, but we do believe that we have the talent to go all the way. So we're going to give it our best shot.
Hey, Robert, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the great run, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
That was Miramichi Timberwolves head coach Robert McDonald, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.